Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome on this lovely Sunday morning with myself, Muhammad Lambat, on Radio Islam Medium Wave 1548 on the Globe Trotting Program. I just love to say Globe Trotting Program. You know, when I see those trucks on the road, lots of trucks you'll see, especially when you're coming from Zimbabwe, you're coming from that side and you're driving down and you see those Globe Trotter trucks. It's written big on top, Globe Trotters. And I said, wow, hey, that's the Globe Trotting guys, I think. But alhamdulillah, just the name says it all. And we trot the world, we try to trot the world when it comes to a Sunday morning. Now, don't get me wrong, lots of people feel and they think that I'm doing the program from the country that I talk of. No, we're doing it from the studio, alhamdulillah. We talk of the different countries and we enjoy doing that. It's just a passion of talking about different countries and learning about countries which I haven't visited but I talk about also. But alhamdulillah, the countries that we visited and we talk about that, we talk from the bottom of our hearts of those particular countries. Lovely, and I truly enjoy doing that. But alhamdulillah, that's the way it is. And when it comes to travel, you ask anybody in the world, what do you love to do most or what would you love to do most? And I don't think anybody will tell you that they don't love traveling. Because that is something which is something that everybody would want to do sometime in their life. Go to one destination or go to many destinations. But remember, you start with one destination, you pick up the travel bug, and there you go. You'll start traveling and you'll just want to travel all the time. I know of so many people, in fact, myself, when I started traveling also, that's the way it was. I just went to one destination and thought, okay, I'm going to be going in, checking it out, coming back, and that's the way it is. And as long as I was in a plane and I went abroad, when I got back, I said, no way, this is going to be like a permanent thing for me. And you work to fly, I would say. Many a times, especially when you're young, you work to fly. And I think that is the best time to do it. Work, get yourself organized, fly out, enjoy. And I always mention, that's the best university in the world. What you would learn and what you would grasp from what you do abroad when you're in another country, when you look at the cultures of the people of another country, when you look at what they do, how they live, the things they do amongst themselves, the things they do for the country, their passion for their own country, all that is a lesson for us. We learn lessons from there. We also draw from what they do. We come back and sometimes we implement the different lifestyles that they live. For example, when I was in, I spoke of Mexico. While we were in Mexico, I found something so, so interesting in Cozumel, where when you get there, when you're in Cozumel, come lunchtime, 12:30, 1 o'clock, you come into the town, you come into the more of the residential area. Believe me, you walk around in that residential area, you can probably hear a pin drop. And you wonder why. And as you go along, and the guide that took us around showed us also, and he says, I'll show you why. Because I asked him, I says, who lives here? Why is this area deserted? He says, no, I'll show you why. And he took us to homes. On the trip, a walking trip, he took us to different homes. And every home in the lounge area, it's probably built that way. Every home is built that way. In the lounge area, they have hammocks from one corner of the room to the next. And they've got two or three hammocks in the room, in the front room, in the main room in front. And you find them all sleeping on those hammocks. And they probably would sleep for an hour, half an hour, 45 minutes, whatever it may be. But just to have that siesta. And they relax and they take it easy. And you find that their town is deserted. And next best thing, when lunch is over, 2 o'clock come, and there you see the buzz. And you'll find the horse and carts coming through, you'll find the cars coming through, and you'll never imagine that it was so dead about half an hour ago. And that is lifestyle. Now like that, you'll find many people that went abroad, went to those places. When I talk to people, when I talk to some friends even, some of them who's on a good wicket would implement that lifestyle. And they say that's the best thing to do. Come back, relax, take it easy in the afternoons. And that's the way it is. So like that, you would pick up many, many different, I would say, you'll pull out from their cultures and their lifestyle. And you implement it in your life. Sometimes it's for the better. And you sort of live a peaceful life like that. You live a comfortable life also. And then also you have you have destinations that you go to. You'll probably, if you're an adrenaline junkie, you would go to different countries, different destinations, only for the water sports. And you'd look out to do water sports. You'd look out to do adrenaline sports, which many countries do offer. And South Africa offer that as well. But You know, if you, for example, a scuba diver, you wouldn't want to only scuba dive in one place all the time. You'd want to go to different destinations for scuba diving, just to look at the beauty and the kudrat of Allah in all the different destinations of what differences there are in one ocean, what differences you have. You have different type of sea life. You have different types of, or different water temperatures. You have different types of visibilities in some of the oceans, where there's a permanent visibility of probably 2 meters. In other oceans, other parts of the ocean, you'll have a visibility of 10 or 15 meters permanently. Like that, you'd find there's so much to talk about when it comes to things like that. And alhamdulillah, it's something so lovely. And it's, when it comes to tourism, believe me, lots of people would love to do it all the time. And that's the way it is. And all this is the globe trotting, alhamdulillah. That's what we enjoy. And we heard the nasheed of Ma Teri Ma. We heard Mohammed Bai specifically played it for his sister Aisha Rawat, who's in Maelstrom. She's not well at all. She was in hospital. She just got out of hospital, but she's still not so well. And that was dedicated to Aisha Rawat. And that's our own, very own Mohammed Bai Rawat's sister. Allah grant her shifa, inshallah. Allah make it easy for her in the condition that she is in at the moment. Allah make it very easy for her, inshallah. And for all those that are ill, all those that are going through difficulty, whichever difficulty they're going through, Allah make it easy for one and all. Allah make it possible that they get peace in their hearts, and they also, if they're going through difficulties, Allah make it easy for them also. Remove their difficulties. That's what we pray for. That's what we ask Allah to do, inshallah. And it will, you sincerely ask, and Allah will do it. And also, weather-wise, we're sitting in the studio today. We came down here, opened the guest that's sitting in front of me at the moment, when she just opened the door of the car and said, what a day we chose. And yes, what a day we chose. It's a freezing cold day. But I think this is the last of the winter that we're having. This will probably be the last stint, and thereafter we're going to be having the swimming pools opened. And Sunday to Sunday, we're in the swimming pool, inshallah. That's the way it is. And that's life, alhamdulillah. Now, we've been talking of different destinations all the time. In particular, over the last few weeks, we were talking of different islands. And we covered quite a few different islands. And I think when it comes to islands, we have when we talk of an island, any person that listens to this particular discussion of an island will paint the picture of what we see in magazines, what we see on pictures and videos and whatever it may be. And what you'll see, the palm tree, the swaying palm tree, you'll see the wind. You can actually, in the videos, you'll see the wind blowing those palm trees in one direction, and those palm trees are growing in that particular direction, things like that. And what you see most is you'd see those white sandy beaches. You'd see the turquoise waters. Of all the islands that we spoke to, Indian Ocean islands, we've spoken about the Caribbean islands, and that is common. That's what you'd see right through, and that is beautiful. And another thing, quick one also, the Malaysian embassy, in fact, they contacted me again. They running out of space, or not running, they're running low on space for people that wanted to, when we had a discussion with them on air in the studio, they were offering a fantastic deal going to Malaysia from the 10th of December, I think, up to the 20th or something like that, 10, 12 days. And I did that tour myself. Beautiful, excellent, where you go right up to the top and you drive down to Kuala Lumpur. So from Penang, you drive down and you stay in the different towns and cities, and you come down, you go to the forest and so on. What a beautiful trip. I thoroughly enjoyed that trip. And they're offering that trip again. As I mentioned, it's on behalf of the embassy, and they asked me just to mention it again, that there are quite a few listeners that already booked with them, and there are a few spaces left. If anybody is still interested, please, you may SMS me on 072-786-5520. That's 072-786-5520. You may WhatsApp me also on the same number, and I'll give you the details. Embassy, they've got somebody that's they're dealing with from South Africa, who will be taking the packages and taking the tourists across, and it's going to be personal service. And they're also arranging for the tourists to meet with the Minister of Tourism, I think, which we've also met in Malaysia at the time. And they're making arrangements to meet the Minister of Tourism in Kedah State, up north, in Penang area. And you'll meet up with them, and some other officials also. They're making arrangements for the listeners to meet up with them. So it will be lovely, it will be nice. And also Kuala Lumpur, you'll have that tour, which is included in the package. Beautiful. So if you are interested, please SMS me, 072-786-5520. Now, talking about islands in the sun, talking about soaking yourself in the sun. Let's visit a place so far away, yet so much at home. A sparkling crystal in the turquoise waters of the Indian Ocean that will fascinate you. The contrast of colors, cultures, and tastes makes the island so charming that the scene is set for an unforgettable holiday. And you have the opportunity to experience unparalleled luxury, a level of refinement that is head and shoulders above that on offer in any other tropical holiday destination. You will discover the true meaning of beauty, a realization that will compel you to return to the shores time and time again. It will enchant you, will uplift your soul, making you feel that you belong to the chosen few. Every visitor enjoys personal attention. Every encounter is an opportunity to discover a friendly face. Behind each smile lies the promise of a unique holiday destination. The contrast of a multitude of colors and tastes. The island is an oasis of peace and tranquility, a melting pot where past and present are smoothly blended together, offers an essential beauty. May your holiday end, when you get there, may that all be engraved in the memory forever. And let's soak in the sun of the beaches of Mauritius. And we hear of Mauritius all the time. Whenever it comes to a destination, when anybody wants to go, lots of youngsters get married. First things first, I'm going to Mauritius. There's many other islands to go to, but they choose Mauritius. Yes, there's a reason why they choose Mauritius. With us in the studio today, we have somebody from Mauritius who's been referred to us by the Embassy of Mauritius in South Africa. And we have Anjo Bundo, who is sitting in the studio with us. And Anjo, thank you very much for joining us on this lovely, lovely Sunday morning, where I think you're familiar with the winds here. The winds that just hit us when we opened the door of the car, I think you're familiar with that winds. And welcome, and thank you for joining us in the studio on the Sunday morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me, Mohammed. Thank you very much.
Pleasure, and I hope you can promote Mauritius, because we've had so many other destinations in the world which were promoted by the members of that particular country coming into the studio. And I hope you can make a good job out of it. But I don't think you need to really go out and sell Mauritius, because Mauritius is sold already.
Exactly. Huh?
That's what I know. And because Mauritius is on every tongue. In fact, competitions that you'll get, lots of competitions. Holiday for two to Mauritius. Holiday for four to Mauritius. So it's there. You don't have to sell anything. So you're so fortunate where you're sitting. Ah, you know what? Just by the by, let's just talk about Mauritius.
Lovely.
Thank you very much once again. When it comes to Mauritius, we look at Mauritius with an eye of, I would say, beauty in Mauritius. Because the pictures that are posted, many a times I find that when you talk to people and you show them pictures of a destination, you show them an island, you show them the white sandy beaches, you show them those palm trees with the backdrop of the hotel behind those palm trees, what will they tell you? You can show them any picture, although it may be Seychelles or it may be Zanzibar. They'll tell you, oh, this is Mauritius. And I've seen it. It happened to me. I did it. I proved it also. And you're in a fortunate position. Now, just a bit about yourself. You're from Mauritius, all the time born in Mauritius also.
I was born in Mauritius.
Great, yes.
And so spent some years in Melbourne, Australia, then went back to Mauritius to work for the country.
Okay.
And now I've just been in Joburg, based in Sandton, for the last couple of months.
Ah, okay. That's great. How do you like South Africa?
Well, you know, there's a lot of similarity between South Africa and Mauritius. Obviously, both, you know, being the African side of the continent.
Yes.
So people are very friendly. I've been here before a couple of times, but this is probably the longest stretch for me to be here for two and a half months.
Okay.
But so far, people have been friendly, like I said, and you know, it's been a good ride.
Lots of Mauritians in South Africa?
I reckon there would be. There was a time when a lot of South Africans immigrated to South Africa, but to be honest, you know, I'm here for work, so I haven't really had the time to go and find some Mauritians to hang out with.
But there are lots of Mauritians.
There would be. Yeah.
And also now, when it comes to Mauritius in general, that it's a known holiday destination.
It is.
And lots of people would, when you talk Mauritius, they wouldn't find that Mauritius is a place where you can live forever. As a South African, to settle down in Mauritius, to go there, invest and so on, what's it like? Can a South African do that?
Well, you'd be quite surprised, Mohammed. Do we have a lot of South Africans, you know, investing in Mauritius now? In fact, one of the coastal regions in Mauritius, on the west side of Mauritius, is, you know, it's called the mini South Africa, because this is where all the South Africans, you know, have set up, you know, they've put their bags in the luggage now, and this is where they call home. So there's a lot of South Africans coming to live in Mauritius. Obviously, you know, it's a nice place to, you know, to bring your family. It's a nice place for you to live there, you know, to do business, to invest, and obviously, it's a 4-hour flight from Mauritius. So there's direct flight from Joburg practically every day, twice a day sometimes. So it's a 4-hour trip. You go there in the morning, come back in the next day in the afternoon. So, you know, and it's a great holiday destination. Well, tourism, like you mentioned, it's one of the most important pillar, you know, in the development of Mauritius. And like you've rightly mentioned it, you know, Mauritius is known for its natural beauty, the man-made attractions. You know, we are a multi-ethnic country. So you'll find the local Creole background, the Hindus, the Muslims, the Franco-Mauritians, you know, so there's a mixture of everyone. So you find yourself in Mauritius.
Now, Mauritius being a small island of 2,700 square kilometers in the Indian Ocean, when we give that size, we find that it's pretty small. But you have the best of both worlds. You have the relaxation part of it, and you have the business side of it.
Exactly.
Now, being such a small island, when it comes to the business side of it, viable for a foreigner to come in?
Well, for sure, Mohammed. You know, we are open for business. Mauritius has been open for business for a long time. Now, we progressed, you know, from we developed from a low income economy after independence back in 1968. Sorry, and you know, we've diversified from agriculture to we introduced textile. Tourism, you know, we have introduced the financial services. So, you know, we've moved away from being a monocrop economy to a multi-sectoral economy.
Absolutely. Now, having tourism as one of the primary targets of the Mauritian economy, where I think, if I can look at it clearly, I would say Mauritius survives on tourism, where having in the 1950s, 1960s, you started with 1,500 tourists coming per annum. And today you're standing on about 1.2 million per annum. That was 2013 figures.
Yeah,
and currently, if not currently, you're probably 1.4, 1.5 million, if not more.
No, to be honest, we've just crossed the 1 million last year. And that was our record figures. And with earnings of over 50 billion, you know, in tourism earnings. So the target, obviously, is to grow further from that target, I think about 10%, if I'm correct. So, Mauritius is a popular destination, you know, so people are coming in, and it's not just about the destination, it's about, you know, what you could do, you know, the attractiveness of the place, the sustainability, the product. So we are constantly developing the product. So for you to come to Mauritius, it's just not about you going and sitting by the beaches and enjoy the resort.
That's the picture we have.
That's the picture you have, but there's a lot of other things to be done as well. So, you know, you could do mountain climbing. You could go and visit the, you know, a merchant family. You could go and go to the villages and see how it's done. So it's just not about you, you know, putting your suitcase at a hotel and relaxing by the pool side.
Yes.
There's a lot of other things to be done.
I must tell you, when I came to Mauritius, there were some friends some people that we met when we were on the European tour. We were in the bus together for that full 3-week period or so. And we became very, very close friends. And they're based in QPIP, very senior guy in one of the companies in Mauritius. And when we got there, we went for our beach holiday. We went to soak in the sun.
Right.
For the adrenaline water sports and scuba diving, that's what we'd love to do, and jet ski there. And he told me, I want you to dedicate one full day for me. I want to take you to the local people. And believe me, he did that. He took me to the local people of Cupip, which is the town right in the center,
right
of,
in the center, yes,
of Mauritius, no?
Mauritius.
So he took me to Cupip. And when we went there, he then showed me cultures. He showed me how they live, what they do. And it so happened, it was 1 o'clock or so, and he said, he's not a Muslim, but he said, okay, there's a mosque. I want to take you to the mosque, and I want you to go to that mosque and meet the people of that area in the mosque. And then he dropped me off there. I went and I went to the mosque, and thereafter met all the local people. Believe me, they saw a new face in that village or in that area in Cupip. When they saw a new face, it's not just that when they came, they saw the new face continued. They stopped. They asked me, you are here new, we haven't seen you before. Where are you from? What are you doing on this side of town and so on? And they started chatting with me. And the hospitality is what I'm coming to know. The hospitality, they don't know me from a bar of soap. They saw a new face and they introduced themselves to me to say, I'm so and so, welcome to our town. Come visit us. We're just up the road. I'm living here. I'm living there. Many of them. Please come visit us.
So the hospitality. This is what you get when you come to Mauritius, you know. And we, you know, Mauritians are known for their hospitality. You, as a guest in Mauritius, we want to make sure that, you know, that you experience that, you know, that when you leave, you know, you leave Mauritius, you go out there, you go back to your country, or you go and tell your friends, you know, about the hospitality, yes, that you experience in Mauritius. This is what it's all about.
Absolutely.
The food,
yeah,
the culture, and the people.
You know, knowing that we're going on a tour to Mauritius, we're going to a particular hotel because we did a package deal. We found that the welcome was different. Okay, it's part of business. They do that welcome part of business. But I found that that is something which is genuine in these people. That welcome that you see that they are paid to do. After the welcome, it still continues with them. For example, when we got to the hotel, we were about four families or so. So we came in that minibus of theirs. We came to the hotel front. When we got there, they had a long line of these people standing on the side, you know, with those fans and leaves and so on, and those flower petals. They threw flower petals on us. And as you come through, they got the drums beating and they welcome you, and then they give you the juices to go into the hotel. And that was it. That's part of business, I would say. But after that, those very people, when they saw us in the lobby, they saw us in the restaurant, they saw us on the beach, they would come and talk to us. Do you need anything? Are you okay? Are you happy? And so happened that two of them at the hotel. Now, this, I don't know if I must say it or not, but anyway, at the hotel, they said, you know, you're going to buy your drinks from here, your cold drink, your water. It's a bit expensive. Can I do you a favor? There is a shop just behind here somewhere. They directed me. They said, if you want to, I can buy it for you, or you come with me, we'll go buy it. We'll get it at less than half the price. They did that. Now, being a South African,
yes,
having in mind that I'm going to give this guy $20 or $30, I'm not going to see $20, $30 again, and I'm not going to see the guy again, I'm not going to see my cold ring again or anything. So I said, okay, now I'll join you. Typical of our South Africans,
of
right?
Course.
Now I'm going to join you. And I joined him, and he took me to a small little supermarket, like a house shop kind of a thing. He took me there and he said, whatever you want, you buy from the shop. But it was from the beach, we went through some side passage and we went onto the main road and we got the place there. And believe me, we bought the stuff at less than half the price, what we would get in the hotels. And also, they allowed us to come in with our own drinks when it came to breakfast and dinner. And we were allowed to bring our own drinks to the table.
Huh? So this is what it is. They look after your interests. You know,
absolutely.
They want to look after your interests. They want you, like I say, you know, while you're there, and you go back not feeling ripped off, you know,
yes,
and at least, you know, you got a bargain somewhere.
And it's something to remember.
Something to remember, but yeah.
Yeah, there's so much to talk about Mauritius. We need to go to the shops to pay our rent here also. So can we do that and we come back right after come back from the shops?
Of course. Thank you.
From the heights of Kilimanjaro to the depths of Jericho, and from the white sandy beaches and blue waters of islands in the Indian Ocean to the dense forests of the Amazon on the South American continent, turn dreams into reality as we explore different destinations with myself, Muhammad Lambat. Tune in and listen to the views of ambassadors and counselors on Sundays between 9:30 and 10:30 a.m. on the Globe Trucking Show. Radio Islam International. The world is our community. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back. If you just joined us, you're listening to myself, Muhammad Lambat, on Radio Islam Medium Wave 1548 with Anju Bundu, who is from Mauritius, and we are talking about Mauritius. And when you talk about Mauritius, believe me, you're going to sit with tissues, you're going to sit with a handkerchief, because your mouth just waters. For what you know about Mauritius, for what you've seen about Mauritius, and if anybody is interested in talking to us about Mauritius, we'll probably open the lines on 011-854-1548. But I think we're already in 10:15 and we have a bit to talk about. But if not, just sit back, have your breakfast, solid breakfast, and just listen to us. And the breakfast that you're going to be having, you know, simulate and just have it like you're having it on the beaches of Mauritius. And that's the way it is. And that's what you should do on a Sunday morning also, especially when you're listening to globetrotting. While having breakfast, have that type of breakfast. Chill out, relax, and listen to us. Now, we're talking about Mauritius, and tourism is one of the key pillars of the Mauritian economy, as we know it. Because wherever you talk, or whoever you talk to also, they talk of tourism to Mauritius. And as we heard Andrew telling us about the business side of it, it's not just holiday. It's not just a holiday destination that you're going for. There's business. There's people that live there from abroad that have come and settled down there also. And with a constant increase in tourists' arrivals to attain a record figure, tourism activities on the island have been expanded and sophisticating in relation to the growing tourist demands. Consequently, regulatory and monitoring functions for tourism development have been structured with the creation of the 2003 of a specialized institution, the Tourism Authority. And they're trying to increase tourism in Mauritius, and they want to bring tourists coming from far and wide into Mauritius. That they also have flights going from Johannesburg, Mauritius, probably Dubai, and so on. There's many like that, which I know of flights coming from the UAE via Mauritius into South Africa. And that is all part of the creation of tourism. And you probably in transit in Mauritius when you go to some other destinations. It happens. And that is all part of tourism. Now, we were talking about the island itself, the hospitality of the people. And that is what attracts people, I think. The hospitality, not only in Mauritius, any part of the world, the hospitality is what attracts people. And I think the Mauritian people have that. Now, one question, which I never knew before I went to Mauritius, I found Mauritians to be Indian. Tell me about Mauritians.
Well, the history of Mauritius, Mohammed, we were both a British and French and British colony, and we got independent from Britain back in 1968. But before that, obviously, you know, within the French and British colonization, we had the French and the British, you know, they were developing the sugar industry.
Yes.
So they would bring slaves from East Africa, from Mozambique, from Botswana, and then they'll bring indentured laborers from India. So that's where the Indian culture is from.
Ah, okay.
The Hindus, the Muslims, the yes. Tamilians, that's where the Indian side of it. And then post independence as well, when they left, then there's other people coming to live in Mauritius.
So it became one big melting pot.
Melting pot, exactly.
Okay, and you find people scattered from north to south. Now, you find some islands where people are concentrated in a certain part of that particular island. Mauritius, you'd find people are from north to south, east to west, you'll find people living in different villages. So the whole island is occupied with different people of the Mauritian, of Mauritius, yeah.
Exactly. So there's no set
areas
where you'd only find this community or that community. So we all live in harmony and peace. So all the communities, you know, the Hindus, the Muslims, the African Mauritians, you know, the Creoles, the Francos, you know, they all
yes.
live. There's no set barriers, you know, that you have to live in this community, in this area, I have to live in this area.
Democratic.
It's a democratic country, yes.
Yes, and when it comes to when you're going on holiday, the best side of Mauritius would be you have the eastern or the western side. Now, I know many islands you'd find that the more popular part would be the one side. Now, in Mauritius, when people are choosing, which would be the best side?
There's no such thing when it comes to Mauritius. Unfortunately, we have nice beaches all around the island. So, the climate in the north
yes.
and the east is more attractive. the south of the island gets obviously it gets a bit windy.
Yes.
But having said that, there are very nice beaches in the south of the island as well.
All right. Yes. So,
but the north is a little bit more safer when it comes to it's
weather-wise.
Weather-wise, it's always constant.
Tell me a little about Port Louis.
Port Louis is the capital of Mauritius, the capital city. That's where your CBD. That's where all the businesses run. The parliament sits in the capital city. Most of the ministries would be sitting in Port Louis. But they are moving on a bit now, obviously, to avoid the congestion, coming into Port Louis.
Okay.
So that's what's happening at the moment. But it's a busy place.
Okay.
It's a busy place, and if you talk about from a tourist perspective,
yes,
there's so many things to do in Port Louis for you to go around the little streets, to go to the little shops, to go and visit the mosques.
Yes.
I'm sure most of your readers, are from the Muslim community. So I must say, the Jumma Mosque in Port Louis, in the center of Port Louis, is one of the oldest mosques in that region. So built in the late 1850s. So that's that.
It is very old.
It's a very old mosque.
Even before the South African Indians came to South Africa. African Indians came to South Africa around about 1870, 1880.
Right. So
even before that,
we've got that mosque built. Yes, before that. And then you have your the local market, the vegetable and fruit market, the poultry and fish market.
Yes.
And the handicrafts market.
Don't talk about the fish market. I won't go back there again.
So that's one side. Then you have the harbour.
Yes.
Then along the harbour, places where you could go sit, eat.
That's the waterfront.
That's
area
the waterfront.
Beautiful.
The
that
waterfront.
Is, and lots of halal places there.
Lots
which I've
of halal
seen,
places.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Well, in fact, because we cater obviously for our Muslim brothers and sisters.
Yes.
So you'll not find it difficult to find halal.
Absolutely.
In
that's important. That's
important,
the most important thing which we look at always for any destination. As a Muslim, the first thing we'd ask is, where's the halal mosque? Where's the halal places, and where's the mosque? That's the first thing we'll ask. And Mauritius being so small, you wouldn't have any difficulty when it comes to food.
No, there's no difficulty. So the food is great. I'm sure you've tasted.
Oh yes, Creole food. Yes,
Creole food. But influenced a lot from the Creole cuisine, the French cuisine,
yes,
the Indian cuisine, the Muslim cuisine. We have, we have the biryani, the Hyderabadi biryani is in a Mauritian style.
Okay.
So less spicy, obviously.
Yes.
But tasty.
Absolutely.
So we have our curries. Less spicy, but equally tasty as well.
Of course.
And then we have the Chinese cuisine. We have our fried rice, our fried noodles, our other Chinese stir-fried dishes.
You have all that also. Now, talking of Chinese, what's the Chinese population in Mauritius?
It's a smaller percentage, but a very important community. Obviously, the Chinese community is probably, back in the years, were the ones that were more entrepreneurial. So they've set up small shops, and now they've, progressed into businesses. So it's a very important community within the country, and equally as important as the Hindus and the Muslims, like I say, because they've all brought their unique contribution to the country.
Absolutely. And the thing is, as we said earlier on, melting pot. So whoever comes into Mauritius, they cannot be secluded amongst their own people. They got to mix into that pot also and associate with everybody. And your language, English is widely spoken.
So two national languages, obviously, like I said, the British colonization, the French colonization. So we speak both French and English.
All right.
So
that's your official languages.
Official languages.
Okay.
However, we speak the Creole, which is the mother tongue in Mauritius. It's a broken French.
Okay.
So our Creole is very similar to the Seychelles Creole, but with a different accent.
Okay.
Then
you'd understand one another.
We'd understand one another. And then very different from the Creole of the Caribbean Creole.
Ah, yes, okay.
So that's a different Creole.
Because I had a guest and I spoke to somebody from Aruba, and they also have Creole.
It's
so that's something different.
It's a different Creole, yes.
Ah, okay. When you say Creole, I thought, oh, so you'll be adaptable in all these countries.
No, you'll find Creole in all countries where there has been an African influence. Where the African have lived. So that's where the Creoles come from.
So it's a mixture of languages that brings their own home language,
exactly,
basically.
Exactly.
And they call it Creole.
We call it Creole. And then you have, obviously, from the Indian influence, then we have your Hindi,
yes.
your Islamic, your
Arabic, Gujarati.
Yes. We don't speak Gujarati, but we'll speak Urdu and Hindi. So
right.
You see, it's very similar.
Yes.
Then the Marathis.
Yeah.
Then the Tamil.
Yes.
So all these languages get,
locally spoken.
Locally spoken.
Yes.
Or we'll learn that in school. So one of the Oriental languages. Then your Mandarin, your Cantonese.
Oh, you also learn that in school?
Yes, we learn that in school.
Mandarin.
Mandarin, yes.
Okay.
So the Chinese, the Sino-Mauritian community,
yes.
Growing up, they'll learn the Mandarin as
their
well.
Their language,
whereas
yes.
the Hindus and the Muslims, they'll learn the Hindi and the
Urdu. Yeah.
Yes, and the Tamil,
okay.
The Indians from Tamil background will learn the Tamil.
And Mauritius is very cultural, eh?
Very
when you look
cultural.
At it, very cultural. When we were there at the time, there was some festival, I think some Hindu festival. And there's a lake or a river or something,
yes.
And they took us there just to see what goes on. So these friends of ours, he said, I want you to see how these people, what they do. And he took us to that area, and it was, if I can remember clearly, there was gates in front. They opened up those gates, and thousands of people were walking the streets, going down south, going to that particular area. Very cultural.
So that festival is the Mahashivratri festival.
Okay.
So obviously, when the Indian indentured laborers moved to Mauritius, they brought their culture, they brought their festivals
yes.
along as well. So every year, we, the Hindus celebrate, and not just the Hindus, obviously, now it becomes a national,
yes.
It's a national
Everybody
festival.
Joins in, yes.
So people will just go, I would go,
yes.
just for the walk, because you walk from where you live,
yes.
to the lake, just to,
right.
get, just to get that sacred water back for the festival.
Ah, okay.
But it's also, all along the way, is because it's a pilgrimage.
Yes.
So all along the way, you find people volunteering, giving you food, giving you
right.
drinks, on all the way to the league. So then,
so it's like a comfortable walk going down.
Exactly.
That side.
It's
yes.
an interesting,
yes.
comfortable walk. Also blended with the religious, with the religion. The
and it attracts people from around the world, I believe.
All around. The roads get so congested.
Yes.
But we don't mind it around that time because for us, it's all about the culture. The roads will be congested, the couple of days around the festival because people will be walking. Some of them, disciplined, some of them
yes.
undisciplined, but it's fine.
Okay, so that's fine. That then, that's all now, you have all the different cultures. You probably have your Eid also, which
exactly.
is now
so
massive
there.
Yeah.
To that. So then that's the Mahashivratri
yeah.
towards the beginning of the year. Then you have your Holis.
Yes.
Then we have the Eid festival. So, obviously, I have a lot of Muslim friends, so they will invite us, to their houses for
yes.
For the break of the fast. How do you call that?
After Ramadan.
Yeah, no, when they break the fast in the evening.
The iftar. Yes.
The iftar.
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah.
So we get, we get invited for iftar, obviously, and get fed. All these lovely, sweet, lovely dishes.
Yes.
And then, so that's the Eid. And then we just had another Eid recently, just a couple of, last week
on Monday was the Eid, yeah.
So that's that. Then we have your Kavadis. Your Kavadis from the Tamilian culture.
Yes.
They would carry, they will have piercing, body piercings all over. And they will fast before the festival. And they'll carry the Kavadis. To the mountains or to the temples where they have to go. So that's another festival that attracts a lot of
people from around.
People.
Eh?
And
yes.
then you don't get just your Tamilians, your Hindu Tamilians that does that. You'll get some of the Muslims, some of the Hindus, some of the Creoles that will also be fasting and celebrating those festivals.
Yes, it's so interesting when you go to a destination, when you come there, it's not just the conventional holiday that you'd get. In Mauritius being so small and having a range of cultures, you tend to get involved in those particular activities at the time. Because it's so small, the whole island gets involved in that. So you become part of it also.
Exactly. And then towards the end of the year, then we have the big, end of year festivals.
Yes.
We have our Christmas. Christmas is a national holiday for all of us.
All right, of course.
So it's just not, for the Christians, for all of us.
Everybody.
So I grew up in my house, you know, as a child, we'll have a Christmas tree every year.
Yes, okay.
We'll have, you know, the gifts under the Christmas tree. So that's just not, you know, that is what makes us
Muslim. It's part of your way of living,
exactly.
I would say.
Exactly.
That's how you call
so
it.
So the
then.
Tolerance, the, you know, and us celebrating all the other festivals, you know, in the country.
Now, traveling on the island, what's it like when it comes to transport system? We were fortunate enough that the hotel took us around with right. tours and so on. But if I do come in and if I, for example, stay in Port Louis and if I want to travel anywhere on the island, what's the bus and public transport and taxi service like?
So the buses are very reliable. You have, you know, your main stage bus stations in Port Louis that the buses will take you practically to all parts of the island.
Yes.
Then the taxis. I think most tourists would probably be traveling by taxi because it's more comfortable. Then, you know, you don't have to walk from one bus stop to the other. So it's a safe traveling in Mauritius. You know, I don't.
Talking of bringing the word safe in, that's what we should ask.
Yes.
What's the safety like?
Well, to be honest, Mohammed, you're not safe
anywhere in the world.
Anywhere,
yes,
but
course.
I'm very proud to say Mauritius is a safe destination. It's a very safe destination.
You'll have the odd bag snatching and so on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's to do with every developing country, right?
Exactly.
You have that. But we don't have, you know, our crime rates are very low. You know, there's a lot of passion crimes, which unfortunately is hard to explain.
Of course, yeah.
But no, the law are tough. So you don't, you know.
So if they hijack a car, where are they going to go in the ocean?
I have no idea.
And that is why, because it's so small.
Exactly. And yeah, so basically it's an island.
Yes.
You can only get out of the island by boat.
Absolutely, yeah.
And by plane.
Okay, now flying from South Africa.
Well, South Africa, I'm very proud to say I was part of the Air Corridor launch back in March 2015.
Okay.
So with the Asia-Africa Air Corridor. So what it's all about is making traveling from Africa to Asia easier through Mauritius and Singapore.
Okay.
So now you have the chance to travel to Asia via Mauritius. Why don't you do that? Because, you know, you can stop over.
Yes, no visas required.
No visas required for most of the African countries, except for a couple, which obviously we
but for South Africans, there's
no visa. So we've removed the barrier for visa requirements for about a couple of years ago, so just to make traveling easier into Mauritius. So, like I said, so you could travel to
4-hour flight
Asia through Mauritius, go to Singapore, and Singapore being another hub in Asia, you can travel anywhere else.
Yes.
And same with Mauritius, so we have a pretty good connectivity with Europe, with Asia, with India, Dubai, India, China, Singapore, Malaysia, Australia.
And the fastest developing country in Africa, I would say, because Mauritius is part of Africa.
Mauritius is part of Africa.
Fastest developing country.
And when we talk about, you know, our global ranking, so we rank first in Africa in practically all the business rankings.
With the highest GDP?
Not the highest GDP.
No?
No. So we are, you know, we rank pretty high when it comes to, you know, your ease of doing business, your global competitiveness index, your corruption perception index. You know, that's pretty
low.
That's pretty low. The corruption is pretty low. Your property rights index, you know, that's also, you know, pretty high ranking in Africa. So Mauritius, like I said before, it's open for business. It's just not all just about tourism and leisure and relaxation. So you can combine that. You can combine business and leisure and relaxation.
There's an SMS that came through. If I invest in Mauritius, do I get citizenship?
No, obviously it's. I'll come to that. I mean, let me just explain. That was a blunt no, obviously. That's not what I meant.
Yeah.
So it's an island, and we have about 1.2 million people.
Yes.
And we can't open the citizenship for everyone. That's just for investment. But there are certain schemes that you could invest in.
Ah, okay.
So if you invest within the property scheme, the development scheme, and with a minimum investment of $500,000 within that scheme, in an IRS RES scheme, then you have the residency for 10 years or until you still hold the property.
Okay.
And that's to be renewable after the 10 years.
Okay.
And so that's the permanent residency scheme. then obviously as an investor, you invest for 3 years and then you could apply for the permanent residency after your 3 years.
So you do get permanent residency, not citizenship, but permanent residency you would get.
So that's a visa, obviously, for you to be living.
To be there permanently, fine. So you can open bank accounts, you can do all that.
Yes, you can do that.
Ah, okay, great. We're already out of time. Right. This time that when we started off, you said, what am I going to talk about? And I think you haven't spoken half of what you wanted to say. And we're already out of time. And
I think we'll have to do another show.
We will have to do another one to talk more about Mauritius, because there's some SMSs that's coming in as well. But we will talk about Mauritius. It's a lovely destination.
It is.
And it's a destination which I think you ask anybody, you put them wherever and you say, listen, I'm sending you to Mauritius. There will not be one no from any of them.
Sure.
It will be a yes or a unanimous yes. Yeah, I would want to go and I want to go.
Yeah. Before I forget though, Mohammed, if time permits, would you be able to send me the details of the gentleman or the lady who's just SMS you then? Yeah. What I'll do is I'll get in touch with him or her and we'll send them the details as to how to invest and live in Mauritius.
We can do that. What we'll do is I'll get a list of whoever wants to SMS. SMS us also. You can SMS us on 0727865520. That's 0727865520. Send me all your details. Alternatively, if you'd like, I can pass on Anju's information to you also. If you'd like to ask any questions, you'd like to get any information from her during the week, whenever it may be, I'll pass your details through to her. Alternatively, her details to you. And let's liaise and see which way forward. And if there's anything you'd like to know about Mauritius, besides the water sports and enjoying yourself on the beach, more technical issues, Anju is there to help us. And I think that's your expertise.
That's my expertise. Yeah, that's why I'm here for.
You can help with the technical part.
With the technical part, I can talk to them about the investment sectors that are open for investment.
Yes.
The doing business, you know, and all, you know, all the technical details, like you said. It's just not about tourism. It's, you know, blending the leisure and the
all that. So we'll do that even. Andrew, thank you very much for joining us. We're out of time. I heard the thunder outside already. And I think that's our sign that we should move from here now. And thank you very much for joining us on this lovely Sunday morning. I really appreciate it for you coming all the way to Lanija, sitting and talking to us.
Thank you, Mohammed. It's been a pleasure. And thank you to the listeners. I hope the questions, you know, flow from here on.
I hope so too. Thank you very, very much. That was Andrew from Mauritius. And, you know, as we heard also, Mauritius is... We need not explain what Mauritius is. Mauritius is a place that is a unanimous yes for a holiday, but there's more to it. There's investment, there's lots of other things. So if there's any questions you have, please, as I said, my SMS line is 072-786-5520. You may also email me on Mohammed, Mohammed, at globetrotting, that's globetrotting, Mohammed at globetrotting.co.za. I will forward your information to Andrew and let's take it on from there and let's see what we can do. And I've got a couple of questions regarding the Malaysia trip that I spoke of before when we started off. Malaysian embassy, they were in the studio, they spoke about a trip which they would like to get our South Africans familiar with, a trip which I embarked on last year also. Fantastic. You go up to Kedah State, Penang, and you drive down to Kuala Lumpur. What a lovely holiday. I thoroughly enjoyed it. If you are interested in joining the group, they're going to be leaving, I think, around about the 10th of December. You may contact the embassy. You can contact me on 072-786-5520. I'll pass the information on to you and see if you do get in with them as a group, as a family even. It's a fantastic holiday. I can vouch for that because I've done it myself. Excellent. I really enjoyed it. And inshallah, let's see what happens next week. We are going to be talking with another island representative, inshallah. Let's see what happens for next week, and we take it on from there. From myself, Mohammed Lambat, until next week, same place, same time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.